This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Thomas Dime. THOMASDYMES, date of birth 03/30/1962. Date of appointment May 21st, 2024. Requesting a physician. Maureen Russell. MOREENRUSS. EL. RUSSELL. Dear Maureen Russell, I have the pleasure of seeing Thomas Dimes today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 62-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who is having history of nervousness, anxiety, memory issue. As a child, he fell on the floor and hit his head. He has a learning disability. He was hit on by the baseball bat at age 16. He did not have any loss of consciousness. He went to the hospital diagnosed with traumatic brain injury. He has a history of seizure for the last 4 years, taking Keppra 500 milligram 2 times daily. Last seizure was last year. During the seizure, his legs and arms are shaking, no loss of consciousness. His eyes are open. No tongue biting, no incontinent. It lasts about 1.5 minutes. No postictal confusion. Past medical history. Polyneuropathy. Dermatofibroma of the buttock, history of actinic keratitis, traumatic brain injury, depression, anxiety, seizure, hypertension, polyosteoarthritis, nicotine dependence, cannabis abuse, GERD, sensory motor, sensory neural hearing loss, chronic kidney disease, past surgical history, surgery on the lower extremity on the left leg, history of repair of the right rotator cuff, history of brain surgery. Allergy. No non-drug allergy medication, amlodipine, aripiprazole, atorvastatin 20 milligram betamethasone topical cream, celecoxib, gabapentin 300 milligram 3 times daily, hydrochlorothiazide, irbesartan, levetiracetam 500 milligram 2 times daily, metoprolol, multivitamin, omeprazole, oxybutynin, paroxetine, terbinafine, trazodone. Social history. Smoke 15 cigarettes per day, occasionally drink alcohol, uses marijuana, is divorced, lives alone, have no children, family esteemed, mother deceased with lung cancer, father deceased. Two sister, one brother. Review of the system, I personally review the journal, skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having vertigo, lightheadedness, confusion, convulsion, blackout, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate, and rhythm, abdomen, south, balls on, present, neck, supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice cyanosis, but ankle edema present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity. No tremor, motor system examination, strength 5 for 5, deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses or flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pain, prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan, 62-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number one, epilepsy. Number two, neuropathy. Number three, gait ataxia. Number four, history of traumatic brain injury. Number five, anxiety. Number six, depression. Number seven, history of cannabis abuse. Number eight, sensory neural hearing loss bilaterally. Next paragraph. At this time, I will continue the Capra 500 milligram 2 times daily. I would like to order the EEG. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.
Good afternoon, St. Mary's. Hello?